Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. So the MKUltra thing was for the general population, if those who've studied inside haven't quite figured it out yet. The psychic driving is repetition, 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 and the same things over and over too. Slogans, you listen to the songs that went out there, repetition, repetition, repetition. Theo Adorno talked about it because he was part of the Frankfurt School for the same function. To destroy the family unit and so on off the Western culture.
So this war on terrorism, I mean, it's manipulating. Was it a trauma-based programming that occurred coming out of that tragedy that people experience? Would you call it a trauma? That do they visit the trauma on a deep level, and then they can sort of control people through that
yeah,
psyche?
That's why the big MK Ultra experiments were really for. It was to see if they could, through repetition, rapid repetition of a horror situation, influence the public into a state of shock. And that's why they started using race car smashes and showing it on the news over and over and over and over again. That's called psychic driving. And they did the same thing with the Twin Towers. And as soon as it happened, every television station on the planet went into action with the same footage showing it over and over and over. And that was to put you into a state of shock, so you're off balance, your rationale goes out the window, your questioning goes out the window. And when they give you their version of it and start rushing you off to war against whoever they're ready to point the finger at, we go along automatically. You're in a state of shock and psychic driving that does that. So
a couple of weeks ago, I had Dr. Colin Ross out of Dallas. He's an expert on dissociative identity disorder.
Yeah.
And trauma. And I presented a question to him. I said, would the 9/11 could you interpret that as a traumatic trauma-based programming? You know what I mean, causing a mild form of dissociative type behavior? He said he thought for a second. He said, well, I've never thought about that, but yes, it could be interpreted in that way. And that's what's happened on the American public, it looks like to me.
Well, actually, you see, years ago I talked about this technique being used. And they first started doing it with the public with racing cars. And they would show you a crash, they'd tell you the crash was going to happen, and then they'd show you it over and over and over and over again.
Well, repeating
see, that was a technique they were practicing on the public for years before 9/11, and then they used the same technique on 9/11. You see the plane coming in,
bang,
over and over. And that is repetition. It's called psychic driving.
Yeah, when you do psychic driving, you can create Manchurian-type candidates, can't you?
Yeah,
I mean, that seems to be.
You really cause a dissociative effect of fear, and you can't sit and reason things through or even really look at the details that you're watching. You're seeing the trauma. And
right.
That's repetition is psychic driving.
Dr. Colin Ross is the author of the CIA Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Among other books. So
yes.
he's pretty astute at this, and we had a nice conversation a couple of weeks ago. We've got to cut away here for another break. We're really getting into some of the psychology stuff, and this is getting interesting. I'm learning a lot, and I appreciate you being with me, Alan. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, and my guest tonight is Alan Watt. Welcome back, Alan.
It's a pleasure. Yeah.
This psychic driving that you mentioned earlier, Is that what is keeping the psychological dysfunction being nurtured all the time in us?
Pretty well. You can get a major event and go through psychic driving till it's literally imprinted in the mind. And when you follow it up with very quick, rapid changes, it throws people off guard. It's hard to get your balance. And if you notice now, the whole world has changed. It's true enough. It will never be the same again. It's not meant to be. You're seeing at a time when you think authorities would back off the people and give them some breathing room, with the dollar falling, with the food prices going up and all the rest of it, and oil and gasoline. No, all different agencies of authorities are hammering the public all even more so during this time. As I say, even Children's Aid and so on, and various SWAT teams going after people for other things, which are really at one time were trivialities. And some at one time, in fact, certain things were rights. the rights have all gone. So this is to be on a roll. Once you have the herd stampeding and they're all terrified, you keep them rolling with change, one change after another, and then you guide them into the new sheep pen or the new system, and that's what's intended to do.
Hi, folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, and we always get spells cast upon the world once in a while. Big spells. 9/11 was a big spell. The world goes into shock as desired, and we also had repetitions, psychic driving, they call it, of the same shots for days and on end of the towers getting hit and eventually them going down. And that's called psychic driving, to get a point across. It gets embedded in your head. And the idea of that psychic driving type of visualization was taken from racing cars years ago, and they did studies on it too, that the people who saw them over and over and over again would remember them for the rest of their lives, that particular accident, and they'd even have dreams or nightmares about it. So they use the techniques now in the world when they want a big point made, a big point with an agenda behind it.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just touching on how psychiatry has been in bed with mind control from the very beginning. It wasn't just MK Ultra sponsored by the CIA in cahoots with the Canadian government, who gave them permission to test certain techniques of psychic driving on people in Canada. It was all over the US and Canada and Britain. The psychiatric hospitals, especially the top consultant psychiatrists, were passing information and doing little experiments on individual patients and sending the information back. So what you do in the microcosm, you use on the macrocosm, which is the whole population eventually.
It's quite fascinating even to see all the professionals on board, the psychologists, again, behaviorists, and those who have an interest in changing cultures by manipulating the minds of the people. Much easier to do it in the youth, you know. And they always have done it that way. Pick the youth, introduce certain things, study them intently to see the effects, etc. And when you see that the CIA was definitely involved with the promotion of drugs and discos, and how they even set up one of the major groups. Actually, they all knew each other in the same circle from university of the Unabomber. He knew some of these guys, eh? And some of them actually talked about it later, some of his targets, that they had been given permission to try experimentation. And they were given Air Force hangars, big aircraft hangars, where they could go in and use them in experimental situations and invite lots of youngsters and give them certain drugs and then start using the strobe lights when they were trying to wonder if they would introduce them into the discos eventually, which they did, of course, and how they studied them, how it threw people off balance, altered the brain waves that you had, the actual levels of brain patterns, and to be more suggestible, and of course it created a form of hypnosis as well, and it could make them, the people who were under the influence of it all, and maybe even drugs too, it would make them more compliant. You could actually do things with them without their knowledge, then they would really not really know, so, or even have no memory of what really happened, especially if they're too much alcohol or they give them drugs of certain kinds. These are all big behavioral experiments which they eventually put into mainstream disco dancing, and again it would further reduce common sense, basically that little bit of you that makes you apprehensive to go too far in any social situation. Alcohol does that by itself, of course. It breaks down social barriers to an extent in social behavior, or it's likely called inhibition. That which protects you is they now call inhibition until you do, you'll maybe do things that perhaps you shouldn't do. Massive behavioral experimentation went on.
And then eventually, of course, into the 90s and 2000 onwards, you had the rave parties where even more precise psychoactive drugs were introduced and freely distributed, obviously, to the target groups. You would find psychologists and behaviourists eventually employed to attend these things, and they'd give them a higher balcony to watch down on, so they could study the effects of it all, to intensely study them for future use, because they might want to use it on the whole population eventually. You never know, because this is how things really happen and how they work, you know. It doesn't happen by itself. It's not spontaneous and sporadic. It's all planned that way and heavily monitored and examined. We are the big test bed for all this stuff by those who claim that they own you. And the ones who do it on you, practice on you, are the ones who, they're the scientific elite who are employed by the dominant minority, like Aldous Huxley mentioned. It's all been done, eh? And it's sad that most folk live through it, go through it all, and they don't even know it. What they've even been through, they think they've made their own decisions all along the way. Basic hypnosis, I've always said, wouldn't make you do something that you would normally do, not do, you see. That's always been the argument again with hypnosis, that it's a voluntary compliance. You decide to go under, and if you fight it, you won't go under the same way. And you can't be made to do something you wouldn't normally do. However, if you add strobe lighting into that and the right kind of drugs, you've got a different story, eh? On the go then. You're almost into the MK Ultra phase with psychic driving. And they used all these techniques with MK Ultra and lots more too, like with the strobe lighting, with the drugs, LSD, with electroconvulsive therapy, meaning they gave them shock treatment all the time, put so much current through their brains, hundreds and hundreds of these episodes, until they literally depatterned the brain memory, until they had no memory at all, and then repatterned the memory. This is what they claimed they did. And one or two of the survivors went through the experience, and one woman said, she's Canadian, she said that she can't even remember her previous existence before going into the clinic at all. When she was let out, she couldn't remember any of her, even her own children. And that was CIA. But we're constantly living through agendas. And when you see the size of the population of the world, if you have even, say, 100 million people and high-level positions of managing us all, it's not difficult to make anything happen or to make anything perceived to be the way they tell you it is. Because it's all perception management, isn't it? And if they keep you running and being afraid and terrified all the time, most folks shut down, or they will not perceive what's in front of them and why things are happening. That's what terror is for, is to make you to comply and to be so afraid. They can change everything one step at a time, but very quickly, because you're stampeding, you see. You have no grounding in reality left in you. It's intentional. But the hype of the COVID thing, just the clips I've seen on the net that came from television, from mainstream news and so on, it's just over-the-top hype. The way that they're speaking is like actors or something with using the voices that would use in a terror movie. Hype, 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 to exacerbate, you know, comply is the message, really. If you want to live, comply, comply, and that's how it's done, isn't it? So everyone's a big psychodrama. You know, 9/11 was a psychodrama. You can argue forever what was behind it, but the fact is that what they saw on television was a psychodrama. Repetitive psychic driving. Here's the planes, buildings, boom, 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 over and over and over for days. Until I'm sure most folk were seeing it in their sleep. That was intentional psychic driving, they call it. MK Ultra type experience. Over and over, the same narrative, same narrative, same narrative, same narrative. Mm-mm. You understand, I mentioned before how they did it with repatterning, they called it, where they, for MK Ultra, And Cameron, the guy who was appointed to oversee it, he also belonged to the CIA. The CIA has people in all countries, you know. And they put them on the paycheck and that's it. And Cameron, of course, got the... And you couldn't get away with what he did without permission from the Canadian government to... They used a lot of the psychiatric hospitals across Britain and elsewhere for all these experiments, you know, big experiments. So what he would do was bring in patients, of course, and, oh, you're depressed, oh, don't worry about it, we'll give you maybe 100, 200 ECT shocks and electroconvulsive therapy, LSD galore, and give you mass day and night music or instructions, vocal on tape, that you couldn't switch off, you couldn't move your hands up to pull a thing off your head or anything like that, and we'll eradicate all your previous memory and reprogram you, repatterning, they called it. And use psychic driving, the repetition of the same things over and over, same kind of thing you got with 9/11, with the same planes going to the tower, planes going to the tower, planes going to the tower, over and over, and you get for weeks and weeks and weeks. Psychic driving, that's what you do. And the same narratives, Osama bin Laden, Osama bin Laden, Osama bin Laden, yeah, yeah. Same thing, weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass, same kind of stuff, you see. And that's what we call psychic driving. Now it's COVID-19, COVID-19, COVID-19. And lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. Obey, obey, obey is a big one, of course, for repatterning. And then you get doing dumb things, and how many folk can have on a Saturday compared to a Thursday or a Friday or a Monday in your home, and yada, 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 yada. And that's them just starting. Because you see, once you go off the rails of sanity and your Pavlovian trick, you know, of obeying and then getting shocked again, and before you have a total breakdown, they have to, it gets easier to get you to do stupid things and crazy things. Easier and easier. Because you're getting off of common sense. Common sense is a very important thing that you take for granted. Have you seen what they do in the stores with the Perspex? What do you think? I mean, the air goes round the side of the Perspex, goes over the top of it, the little bit hole in the bottom for the hands go through for cash or credit card, it goes through. It's ridiculous. It's a physical symbol of something else. And the person behind it is wearing a mask, you're wearing a mask, and you've got a half-inch thick Perspex thing between you, and you're saying, and they look puzzled, and then you're getting flustered, and then of course they pull their mask down and say something. Oh yeah, okay. Or they go to the side, round the side of the Perspex, it's about 6 inches further, and then they speak to you normal. Okay, yeah. It's all intended to create maximum frustration. That's its purpose. And as you get frustrated and angry, it's training you to quench your anger and deal with it and contain it. No, anger is a kind of natural response to absurd situations. Anger is a self-preservation mechanism. In the right circumstances, you're being trained to suppress it. So they increase it, then they train you to suppress it. Do you understand what's happening? Repatterning of behavior. It's all happening. Pavlov's dog. You know. Shock, shock, until you get a breakdown. Shock, shock, shock. You know. Be good, be a good little dog. Stand over there and get your dinner. Then you do it and do it, and then suddenly you're shocked one day, and you have a breakdown, you're doing the right thing. Isn't that what I was supposed to do? Was it, Master? Yeah. This is massive, massive psychological warfare. So here you have something so tiny. We don't even have the towers coming down with psychic driving, repetition, boom, boom, over and over. For days and days and days, the same things over and over and over, till everybody got the message and had nightmares about it. With the virus idea, you're just given the, well, you're given all the stuff from China, silent streets, you're seeing the horrific beatings of some people who've gone on the street without face masks on, things like that. But it's almost like a movie. It's like a disaster movie, that the streets are empty in some places, just empty sometimes. A martial law scenario, basically. Everything comes to a stop. And that's, again, a form of driving it home. So the West had pictures of that repetition again from really the last couple of months now. And now they'll start implementing the strategies to deal with it here and elsewhere too. Now they've had enough psychic driving, you see, and terror to get through to even the simplest of us. The idea that there's something lethal stalking around and you can't fight it yourself. So the authority is going to action, just like 9/11. But these are the specialists, you know, that will deal with it, etc., etc. And the message, of course, is be very, very afraid. And it says, it may be that so long as men are allowed to seek death, they will not mind having to seek it in a trivial cause. That's why folks speed in their cars and so on. It's the only time they feel power, personal power, is through speeding and beating the guy in front and getting overtaking him and so on. And it says, they will not mind having to seek it in a trivial cause. To fall through the air before a million spectators may come to be thought a glorious death, even if it has no purpose but the amusement of a holiday crowd. Now, just put that into car racing. They've done all the studies on it. People don't watch car racing to see the guy winning. They want to see the crashes. And that's why they show them with psychic driving, the technique that was used in race car driving, they eventually use for 9/11 towers over and over, the same shots over. That's psychic driving to get it home, you see. Nothing you see on television, it happens by itself. And the way it's done too.
The people are egocentric. We know that, in fact, from all the studies on muggings and rapes that have happened in broad daylight in some cities over the years, where even people standing at bus stops can see something happening and no one goes to stop it. Mind you, part of that conditioning too is because they're terrified that the police will arrest them should they injure the nasty character. This is intentional too, to break up natural responses of helping each other, protecting each other. And we saw this very, very well. It was depicted well by the media as they kept showing us over and over. They love this repetition of over and over of emotive pictures with the hurricane that went through, or tornado that went through New Orleans. People sitting on rooftops, slipping into the water while those next door were not allowed to go and help them by FEMA. And this is intentional. And the viewers were put under a spell too, because they kept showing you helicopters flying over and over and not even dropping anything which was needed to the people. It gives a feeling of helplessness, inevitability. It breaks a form of bond between the natural response, which is really the survival of everyone, and puts you in a category where you're all victims, including the watchers. This is psychological warfare, repeated over and over. They first tried these techniques with racing cars. And once in a while, the news will still bring one up where you see a spectacular crash, which is part of the reason they all go. And they'll show you that same crash over and over and over and over ad nauseum. The same technique was well rehearsed, obviously, because every television station on the planet went into to drive right away. Overdrive, in fact. With the Twin Towers as we saw, or as appeared to see, planes going in, the same plane going in over and over and over for days. That's psychic driving, psychic trauma, which was intentional. Because to get a war going that you've planned for years, you've got to make the igniting incident overwhelm the viewers, get them emotionally involved. Psychological warfare, well understood in higher military quarters and specialized departments. But the breaking of the individual from the individual was always the goal of totalitarian governments and systems. The real system is above the government. The government's only part of the system.
So you would look at all these things that are happening today if they want to push it and push it and push it. And they're testing with the latest gear, constantly testing us all in real time, as I've said before, as they float the ideas from Bill Gates and etc. And within 10 minutes with the chit-chat on the net and the cell phones, they know exactly how far to push something or draw back a little bit on any particular point or topic. Because they put out trial balloons all the time, you see. That's how perfectly things are managed today, we understand that. But if you notice, at the moment, they're getting you trained that there's no input from the general public at all. You don't count. I hope you understand this, because you're living through precedents. Think things that never happened in World War One or World War Two, or the entire Cold War, when you're supposed to all get blown to bits with atomic weaponry. None of this happened. And half the planet is locked down under martial law now. Never happened before. Never, ever happened. In some countries, you had curfews at night. Totalitarian countries. But here you have people locked down permanently, forbidden to work. You better start thinking about these things and how you're accepting it so easily. You see, the psychic driving of repetition. Oh my God, look what's happening in China. Oh my God, look. Has done wonders to decimate the people's common sense. And you've got to understand something right now. History's full of people rebelling and even having a revolution to try to get rights and freedoms from those that deemed themselves superior, who believed they had the right to rule people. It took centuries to get rights for the people. And you're watching it all go down the tubes voluntarily under the guise of the big psychic terror drive you're watching day after day after day. And you'll never get those rights back once you give them up. From myself, Alan Ward, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.